Elia. I hope I said your name right in Converse, California. Did I get that right, Elia?
Yes, you did get my name right, but it's the wrong city. It's Commerce.
Commerce. Oh, that I can understand. That's good, LA.
That would explain. I did a Google search for Converse, California, and all I got were search results for Converse, the shoe company. So
mystery solved. Okay.
Sorry about that.
How can I help you?
Well, Chaplain, yes, I had a question, and it kind of, to piggyback off of the first caller who called about confession, the process of confession and communion and what have you. And I just wanted to ask you, because maybe I'm that informed as well, but, or maybe just in addition to what you shared with him, we can add this on there, and hopefully he's listening too. For example, the venial sins that we have, right, once we do confession, obviously you want to come as pure as possible to take communion. But sometimes, you know, you do it on a Saturday, you come back on a Sunday with children and everything, and by then you've already committed some venial sins, you know, cussing the driver in front, you know, things like that. So it's my understanding that the mass prayers, like the penitential rite and all of those prayers, you know, I confess to you, mighty God, and you, my brothers and sisters, yada, yada, that all of those prayers are put into our mass, so that those venial sins can also be forgiven without us having to have to go to confession again and still remain as pure as we were from confession, you know, now as we make our way towards the communion.
Well, certainly those prayers can take care of the venial sin, but a simple act of contrition in your home, anywhere, or in the car, will do the same for venial sins.
Correct. Okay, and I just wanted to bring that point up because, you know, since we do have a lot of new Catholics that are heavily, you know, coming to the church and everything and being catechized and evangelized, I think it's something important that we need to put out there so that they understand, too, you know, there is confession, but then there's also these other prayers that are available in order for us to cleanse our, to, you know, receive God's graces. To be able to receive communion as holy as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So then it's that's what we use them for, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Beautiful. I just wanted to make sure, because I'm teaching that to my kids too in communion, first communion.
Ah, okay.
So I want to make sure that I'm teaching them properly. Mm-hmm.
Good.